On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with Rick Goddard.
I know it's painful to make you think about Christmas this early in the year, but for Sybil Edwards, who is the producer of the Hobart Christmas pageant, this is her gig. Hi, Sybil.
Hi, how are you?
This is one of those things I'd never imagined. I mean, someone producing, you just sort of think it emerges out of nowhere, but it must be very complicated.
It is actually. I love the creating the space across a pageant because it's such a huge moving beast. You have to kind of be careful where you place groups just to make it more exciting. And we have a lot of bands, so you need to kind of glue them all in to keep them all together.
But they can't be too close to each other either, would they? Because you get bleed.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Yes, yes. And it's very hard to control that. Mm. As I said, it's like it's a moving beast all of its own. So it kind of stops and starts. So that's why it's great to have the marching bands in, because they kind of keep it nice and tight.
It's a kind of old-fashioned sort of thing, isn't it? It's been around for ages, but has it still got the same energy?
I think it's got bigger and better over the years. This is the 39th year,
wow,
which the pageant's been going, and each year, we have around 65 entries each year, so that's exciting. And it attracts, believe it or not, up to 35 to 40,000 people, spectators, line the streets to see the pageant.
It's like the kind of opposite of the big dark mofo events, isn't it? It's in summer and it's about Christmas. Want to have marching? Because there's sort of such a mixture. You have football clubs, you have dance schools.
That's correct, yes. Dog walking clubs.
Can anyone do it?
Absolutely anyone. Look, it really is a great platform to let the public know who you are, what you do. So you've got all those eager kids and families and spectators around the pageant route. So it's great to show off to them, let them know what you're up to, and perhaps you sometimes attract some of those kids to join the clubs, the dance troupes, the theatrical groups, etc. So it really is
what makes diverse. A great kind of pageant, because in the past people would have made floats, wouldn't they, and done big extravagant things. Now often it seems to be just groups of people walking.
Yes, well, look, some of our walking entries are some of our strongest entries, and it is difficult to coordinate a lot of vehicles. We do have around 28 to 30 vehicles in the parade, so that's quite a few out of the 65 groups, and also you've got kids marching, so it's not too good to have too many vehicles because of the emissions and keeping them and in a safe environment as well.
Does it cost money to take part?
No. Well, it's free for community groups and a very minimal fee for businesses to attend, yeah.
Okay, well, businesses should pay up because it's just advertising in that sense, isn't it? And support that as well. And, I mean, you get 35,000 eyeballs on you. It's not bad, is it, really?
No, it's pretty good. However, it's all about Christmas, so we don't like anything political or too businessy on show, so... Yes.
Because there's no politics in Christmas.
That's right,
Or business done.
That's
right. No, very funny. So if people want to apply for your community group, and you might want to think really creatively about that, you know, since the dragon boat ladies would be
great
to see you there and
all sorts
of people, your bridge club, whatever. So how do you get involved?
Right, well, final entries, as I said, we are calling, and the cut-off date is the 2nd of September. Mm. So you've still got a couple of weeks to go before the 16th of November. So, look, if you think you've got a great group there, you'd like to get involved, please either get in touch with us through the hobartcity.com.au website and submit an application.
And what basis do you make decisions on? Like, what's going to be a persuasive application?
We always love lots of animals, dog walking clubs, etc. They're always great. And we just love some of the diverse communities that get involved as well through. Cause it's not always about the festive part of Christmas or the religious side. It's we love that diverse community we have, so they can show off with their culture, their colour, through music and their beautiful costumes.
So get on to it. Sybil Edwards is the pageant producer for the 39th Annual Hobart Christmas Pageant, which is on Saturday the 16th of November.
Mm-hmm. and starts at 10:30 and it goes for about 1.8 kilometres around the city centre. So lots of great viewing spots up in Liverpool and around Harrington Street.
World's best fun run that's a walk. Yes, and it's about the right distance. Great to talk to you this morning.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I hope you get some amazing groups coming through